Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we start with today's show, we wanted to let you know that we have set up a Facebook group, aka an actual digital club.
So we're now going to be able to hang out properly, discuss all things self-care, share stories, and be a proper community where we get to be with each other.
The link is in the show notes, or you can just go to Facebook and search Self Care Clubbers. So please come and join us. We can't wait to have you there. It's already up and thriving, isn't it, Lauren?
Yeah, people have been chatting all weekend about what they've been doing, and it's just really cute. I'm loving it.
So please come join us, and we hope to see you there.
Hi, Clubbers.
I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon.
And this is a weekly chance to look back at what we have learned on the show.
Welcome to Self Care Club Snippets.
I looked at what I wanted. Yeah. Now, most of the time, goals in at the beginning of the year are usually health related,
yeah.
aren't they?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's I want to improve on my fitness levels, or I want to eat a bit better, or blah, blah, blah. Now, that is all
you're done.
It's all in place for me. Yeah. I mean, what am I going to do? You know, my fitness goal for 2022 is obviously to be fitter, stronger, faster. That's always there.
Yeah.
So I can't. There was nothing to do there. My food, again, I ate like an absolute crap over Christmas, but you're meant to,
and I'm good with that.
Yeah. And I'm, you know, and yesterday was a bit of an off day, but it's fine. Mm. It's all in place. Mm-hmm. And then I felt a bit lost outside of that. Mm-hmm. And I said to you, like, what am I going
to
do?
But isn't that a good place to be? Like, you know, the things that are important to me and the goals that I should be setting, they are already in place. That's a pretty positive place to be. I mean, most people really have to really dig deep and work very hard to get anywhere near that.
But I have.
You
dug
have.
Deep. But and it's I have now worked just, very hard.
You know,
it's not just happened.
No, but it's how you kind of just live now.
It's my lifestyle. Yeah. Totally my lifestyle. And my husband's now stepped into it a bit more, so I'm pleased about that. Yep. There is one thing that was really playing on my mind is that I don't want to do what I don't want to do.
Oh, yes.
Do you feel that?
I'm living that now.
My friend Lauren Mishcon said to me last week, I'm going off on a bit of a tangent, but it does have a point. She said to me last week, when I first met you, you used to love everybody. And now you don't really like anyone. What's happened? I cannot tell you how this has played on my mind.
And then you said your husband.
And then I told Adam because I was so perturbed by it.
Yeah.
So I said, Lauren said this, what do you think? He goes, I told you that ages ago.
Yeah.
So apparently it would seem that I have very little patience for very few people.
Yeah.
And I think what's happened is COVID.
Yes.
I think that's what it's just taught me, that life is precious. Life is short.
Yeah.
Don't waste your time with people that you don't want to be with.
Yes.
So that's kind of a little bit of my motto going forward. But then I realized this week, it's like, right, well, I'm going to walk the dog. Let's start to make some arrangements of who I want.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Who do I actually want to see?
Yeah.
And the list is very short.
That's fine.
No, I feel really empowered by this.
Yeah.
Because if I'm not walking with those few people that I want to see, I'll walk on my own. So setting my goals. So it was firstly figuring out what my goals were.
Yes.
Not to spend time with people I don't want to spend time with. Feel really empowered about that. I've kind of seen that's just going to marinate.
Good.
And just work it through.
Yeah.
Way through. And the 11 plus. Mm. Is getting my daughter, just getting her to do the work every day, setting the goal of that, just working to the 10th of January, which is today, working to that, and then we can celebrate. And then, I mean, I picked up all the old 11 plus papers that are all around my house and I chucked them all in the bin this morning. It's been amazing.
It's so refreshing.
The other thing is, I kind of set sub-goals pretty much every time, not every time I'm in the gym, but I would say every other week, there will always be something that I beat. It'll always be what they call a PB, a personal best.
Yep.
And so that's about setting a goal. And I walked in a few weeks ago and my trainer said, right, I want you to lift 100 kilos on a deadlift. And I said, there's no way I can do that. Last time I did it, I injured myself and I couldn't move for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And he said, no, you're ready. And last week we did it.
I watched the video. I told my kids about the video. They did not believe me. I showed them the video evidence. They were like, yep,
strong. That is good.
Did they?
Yeah, yeah. There was like teenage boy nodding of approval.
Really? Yeah. Which teenage boy?
Both. I showed them at the dinner table. They were like, no, she didn't lift that. I was like, she did. And here's the video.
But in my gym,
yeah,
100 kilos on a deadlift is not strong.
Oh,
no, I'm just saying.
Come on.
No, but isn't that amazing?
It's crazy.
That I've always got somewhere. It's not, but it's not. There's girls lifting 120 in there. And let me tell you, 20 kilos at that level is enormous. So I've always got somewhere to push to. And yeah. I love that. Yeah. So I'm always pushing forward in that respect. So
and it's a very specific goal. And it's, you know, literally like a number. So that's good because you can see it. It's very reachable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of goal setting naturally set up in my life.
Yes.
Because I've obviously
structured it that way.
I've structured it yeah. that way. So for me to then this week step into what my goals were, I really struggled. Mm. So there wasn't anything specific, but I will say that actually I think that this is just how I run my life now.
Good.
Which I think is great.
Well, I would say that maybe you're like quite goal orientated generally.
Yes. And I definitely am with my fitness.
Amazing.
Definitely.
Amazing.
So that's my week.
Okay. Well, I don't think that's a flop of a week. That's quite a good week.
Well, I didn't really go through the steps that Adrian told us to do with the writing everything down and, you know, writing everything about it. What is it you want about it? How does it make you feel? All of that amazing advice that she's given, which I think is really important.
Yeah.
I didn't go, so I felt like a bit of a fraud because I didn't actually go through the steps. And we normally do.
But I think you pinpointed where your goals are, what areas they're in, and you realize that actually you already have a natural process of how you achieve them. So I think that's good.
Yeah. Well, thank you. So come on.
Okay. So I took my time to assess and reflect the advice from Adrian. What were my goals? That's her question. What are your goals, right? So I think the first thing was, the most important thing was, I just had to really, really get very real with myself and say that all the things that everyone plans to do in January, lose weight, stop drinking, exercise more, I just had to really be very, take a long, cold, hard look at myself and just go, that is just not going to happen. And that's the truth of it. And even thinking about them,
I think most people thought that was going in a completely different direction.
Even thinking about it, even like the process of thinking through what that might look like, just made me want to eat and drink more, like to rebel against even the thought of it. So I had to, my reflection was...
We are so different.
Yeah, but this was my reflection. I am nearly 44 years old. I am the person that I am. And the fact that it is now January is not going to magically transform me into some exercise-loving, non-bread-eating teetotal. That's the truth.
Hooray.
Okay.
Own who you are, right. Love who you are, respect who you are.
And to add
I
to
am
that,
here for that.
Thank you. And to add to that, I am heavy right now. I made the big mistake of weighing myself between Christmas and New Year. Never do that, clubbers. Never do that.
That was stupid. Okay.
I don't like what the scales say, but...
Do we ever, though?
No, but I can live with it. And also, as we always say here, your weight is the least interesting thing about you. And even I am not that interested in my weight to deprive myself of anything in order to address that. And once I just accepted that, I felt much better.
Good. Oh, that's an amazing goal. I think you hit a very good goal there. Acceptance of who I am and where I am at.
Right now.
Love it.
It is not an easy January.
No,
I am not feeling my tip-top self.
No.
And now is not the time for me to be setting the goal of, yes, let me just deprive myself of everything I like and start some fucking exercise regime because I should, because it's January. No, fuck that. This is where I am in my headspace and I'm fine.
Is this your justification of why your goals aren't around your physical health?
I don't feel I need to justify it. I just feel, okay. I just looked
you just did though. Which is fine, because we've all enjoyed the little rant.
Okay, thanks. Anyway, that was that.
So what is your goal?
Okay, so I broke my goals down into short-term goals, mid-term goals, longer-term goals. 90% of all of this was already on my ever-present to-do list, which lives on my phone, but I thought it needed putting into action. So very short-term goals. Two of my children's birthdays are in January. This is a bit of a head fuck, especially straight after Christmas. So things needed putting into place. Cakes needed ordering, presents needed ordering, parties needed organising. So
it's goals for you.
Yes, but that is the goal for me. Sort out the kids' birthdays because that is a big mental load. Done.
Okay.
Tick.
Okay.
Done.
Okay.
Midterm goal.
Okay. I mean, okay.
Midterm goal.
I don't know how, I'm just saying that.
That is, I know it's their birthday, but it is my
I get
mental
it's your,
load.
I know it's your job.
Yeah.
To deal with it.
Yeah.
So that's done. But you would have done that anyway.
I would have done, but I wanted to get it done in one day. Tick. Done. Set the goal. Sort the birthdays.
I'm ready and waiting on the edge of my seat to hear about a goal you set for yourself.
Okay. The second goal isn't also, it is sort of for myself, but not really for myself. There are lots of things in the
Anyone
house.
Anyone sensing a theme
no,
here?
There are lots of things in the house that needed completing. E.g. carpet cleaning. E.g. this needs recovering. You know, things that you look at every day and you're like, this is annoying me.
I can't even begin to tell you how many there are.
This is annoying me, but I just don't have the headspace or the time to do that. I'm procrastinating. So I did all my research. I sent all my emails. I've got all my quotes and I have dealt with it.
Nice.
I've tackled it.
Nice.
So that was the sort of short to midterm goal.
So this is all mental load stuff. You're just completing, ticking off. Nice.
I don't want to walk around my house come February, March, noticing the things that need doing that I just haven't got around to doing. Tick. Then, slightly longer term.